So, coming back to the TerraPass website, we've already found out that Shally's car demands a $50 compensation for him to know that his horrible habit of driving to work has been balanced. So, clicking on the How It Works tab, we see that in the far left picture, the angry evil car is spewing little black clouds, and the happy sunbeams that fall to Earth and grace the Earth's crust are being trapped and forced to bounce up and down a whole lot. Apparently that, you know, the jumping jacks make a lot of heat as those little sunbeams bounce. But notice in picture number two, the absence of the car, first off, and you just bought a TerraPass. And in picture number three, we see a green arrow pointing up, meaning that energy and happiness is being increased, and we see a black arrow pointing down at a factory belching black smoke, meaning we're going to do less of this. So that now that some 50 cents out of your $50 went to somebody who's got a wind turbine in their backyard, and the rest of it went to somebody's pocket, now that you are under the impression that all is right in the world, notice the far right picture where your happy car now makes white little clouds instead of black little clouds. So, moving right along, let's click on what you get. Notice that chief among the list of the things you get is the decal, the sticker, oh, and the other decal. So when it's all over, principally, the best argument is that what you bought was the ability to claim to be eco-friendly. Nothing more, nothing less. So proudly slapping this sticker on your car tells the whole world that whatever you do in your car, you're not responsible for the end of the world. Even though cars might be to blame, you've done your piece. Calculate your emissions. I want to see what happens if I drive a semi. If I have to give them 20 grand. If I drive a 2004 Kenworth... which is not on the list. Let's see. Hummer. Here we go. Hummer's on the list. Choose a model. Huge. Give me one that's huge. Not the H2. Give me the H1. Hold on. Do they go back far enough? Like 1994 Hummer. Oh, they don't have them. What if I said I drove an 85 International Scout? And I drive, around 60,000 miles a year. Your car emits 78,000 pounds of CO2 a year. This website now recommends that I buy 4 Road Tripper Terra passes to offset my 80,000 pounds of CO2. Note the annual price of well over $300. So the theory goes, this once again proves that price is the best description of environmental impact. Not how many people got sick, not how many trees die, not how many acres or gallons of water can this particular chemical poison. The best index, the best metric of environmental damage is the dollar. Also note that the TerraPass organization is happy to offset the pollution caused by your flight across the country, or for the fact that you bought a house. Here we can enter the zip code 23111, Mechanicsville, Virginia. What type of energy do you use? Here we go. So your home, Shally, generates 21,000 pounds of CO2 annually, which, by the way, carbon dioxide, first off, I'd like to point out that about 3 acres of woodland would produce this much CO2 in a year. So if you were to be so irresponsible as to allow 3 acres of land to continue its natural photosynthesis, it would generate as much of this horrible toxin as does your home. We need to cut it down. It really should just be bare dirt, because that's the most anti-global warming thing that we could do. All right, so how does the home TerraPass work? A home TerraPass reduces carbon dioxide emissions by funding clean energy and efficiency projects. Yeah, like these people's retirement. What comes with the purchase of a home TerraPass? Oh, you get a kit of compact fluorescent light bulbs, Oh, wait, I'm sorry. You get one. It's not even a kit. You get uno, a singular, lonely, compact fluorescent light bulb. You get, which will a minuscule impact on your power bill, you get a recycled plastic bag dispenser, whatever that is, made out of 100% recycled soda bottles. This handy device makes reuse fun. Oh, how about that? And the TerraPass fridge magnet. That's what you get. Right, to be sure that your friends who come by, and you know, your fridge, I'm sure, is Energy Star compliant and is full of you know, oat flax and raisin bran bark nut beans, and the TerraPass magnet on the front of it lets them know that you're eco-friendly when you refrigerate your oat flax. Oh, here's the frequently asked questions. This is great. What if I'm dissatisfied with my product? What, like the fridge magnet doesn't stick? What's to be dissatisfied with? TerraPass offers a 30-day return policy. We'll return your magnet. Please call us at or email for a full return details. Are your calculated emissions per person or per household? Ooh, good question. I'm glad you asked. Why can't I buy less than 6,000 pounds of carbon? Well, we're sorry, but presently unable to sell carbon offsets smaller than 6,000 pounds. It just doesn't put enough change in our pockets at this point in time. Do I need to contact my power company? No. TerraPass offsets your carbon emissions independently of your utility. They're our enemy. But TerraPass doesn't in any way affect the electricity or the energy is delivered to your home. If you have a problem with electricity or any of the home energy, please check your bill to find out who to contact. We're just taking your money. We're not in the way. What about my wood stove? Technically, the burning of wood is carbon neutral. Of course, there are many other downsides to it, and you should feel guilty and buy a TerraPass. Yeah, because not trees down to run a wood stove? There's the projects they support. Wind energy and biomass. One of the cool project areas TerraPass supports is called biomass. Energy from biomass is produced by capturing methane from sources like cow manure and burning it. So, hold on. I'm telling you that they're taking your money so that they can buy a natural gas and burn it in the open air and turn it into electricity and sell it right back to you. Think about it. They're telling you that the fact that your home takes up so much electricity, because the carbon footprint of your home is based on your power bill. So what they're doing is they're going to take your money and use it to offset the price of the power plant that they run. Yeah, exactly.